is Thursday, May 20th. What to know about the latest contentious debate in Congress? Should a 9/11-style commission investigate the Capitol riot? We'll tell you the arguments for and against it. Also, why there's new outrage over police video released 2 years after the deadly arrest. Plus, new calls to cancel the Olympics. Ready for a European vacation? Travel restrictions could be lifted soon. And America's most popular pickup truck goes electric. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Once again, emotions are running high on Capitol Hill as Democrats and Republicans are split on another high-profile issue. This time, it's whether to investigate the January 6th Capitol invasion. Congress has been thinking about creating a bipartisan independent commission to investigate the deadly riot, similar to what was created to look into the 9/11 terror attacks. Supporters, mostly Democrats, say the commission is crucial to fully understand the event and prevent another one like it. The commission members would be evenly split between Republicans and Democrats, and they would have to deliver findings by the end of the year. But former President Trump issued a statement telling Republicans to vote against it, calling the legislation a Democrat trap. And other Republicans in Congress have come out against it, too, including House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. He said it's too focused on just the events of January 6th, and he would only support it if it also looks into violent incidents involving more left-leaning groups, citing Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Still, the U.S. House did pass the bill. But now, it's not clear if it can pass the Senate next, where Democrats have less of a majority. Already, the top Republican Senator Mitch McConnell says he's against it, too, but for another reason. He says it's unnecessary since the investigations by law enforcement officials are enough. But the top Democrat in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, plans to still put the bill up for a vote, although he did not say exactly when. Stay tuned. Newly released body cam footage from Louisiana law enforcement is sparking new questions about a deadly arrest that happened 2 years ago. It shows white Louisiana state troopers punching, dragging, and using a stun gun on a black man. Already, there's a federal civil rights investigation into this case. And since it's ongoing, officials have said they would not release the footage. But the AP somehow got a hold of it anyway and published it this week. In the video, you can hear Ronald Green apologize after leading the troopers on a high-speed chase. He also says, "I'm scared." Then things get very violent. Troopers wrestle him to the ground, put him in a chokehold, and punch him in the face while calling him names. For about 9 minutes, Green is left face down, bleeding and moaning until an ambulance shows up. Before this video came out, Green's family says troopers told them he died after crashing into a tree during the chase. That's what they told the doctors at the hospital when Green arrived, too. Later, police apparently said Green struggled with troopers and died on the way to the hospital. But even then, police called the use of force justified. Now, Green's mother says he was actually murdered, and she's suing over it. Louisiana State Police so far have not commented about what's in the video, but they have said by releasing it, someone undermined the investigative process. So far, none of the troopers have been charged with a crime. Texas just became the largest state to ban most abortions. The governor just signed into law one of the most restrictive abortion measures in the country. It bans the procedure as soon as doctors can detect a fetal heartbeat, so from about 6 to 8 weeks into pregnancy. There's an exception for medical emergencies. Similar heartbeat bills have been passed by other states as well, but this one is a little different because it's not going to be up to the government to enforce the law. It says private citizens will have the power to sue abortion providers or anyone else who helped someone get an abortion. Those citizens who sue would then be awarded at least $10,000, as well as costs for lawyers' fees if they win. And that unique part of the law could help the law itself hold up in court, since abortion rights advocates are promising to file lawsuits and try to block it. They say the new law is unconstitutional under Roe v. Wade. That's the landmark Supreme Court case that essentially legalized abortion nationwide. But remember, the U.S. Supreme Court is now set to hear a different abortion case later this year. So it's at least possible new standards could be coming. For now, the Texas law is set to go into effect in September. Scientists up north are looking into an outbreak of so-called zombie fires. Those are fires that start in one season, smolder underground during the wet, cold winter, and then pop up again with real flames in the spring. Or in other words, they refuse to die, just like zombies. And a new study found they're becoming more common, especially in places like Canada and Alaska. The researchers say climate change is likely to blame, since it's made fires more common overall. But they also say these zombie fires could actually be contributing to climate change as well. And that's because in the winter, they're burning underground in carbon-rich soil. So now the study suggests firefighters focus more on stopping fires even when they cannot see them. This might also help prevent a particularly bad wildfire season before it even begins. In places like Canada and Alaska, the typical fire season runs from April through October. More news is coming up, but first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor. It's 2021, and nobody has time for uncomfortable shoes, right? That's where Rothy's comes in. In fact, Rothy's surveyed thousands of customers, and the number one word used to describe their shoes is comfy. And I could not agree more. With Rothy's, you don't have to worry about blisters or break-in periods. Wear them right out of the box and be on your way. And of course, it's more than that, too. With Rothy's, I know I'm getting style and sustainability as well. They have so many options that are always trendy and chic, and yet classic and comfortable at the same time, which makes them my go-to for every occasion, from walking around the block to going out to dinner and more. My favorites are still my red Rothy's flats that I bought a couple of years ago. And of course, I've gone back for more and love every pair. No wonder Pop Sugar named Rothy's one of the, quote, most comfortable and cute flats you'll never tire of wearing. So upgrade your closet with washable, sustainable, stylish shoes and bags from Rothy's. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy to find your new favorites today. That's R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. The European Union is opening back up to tourists. The governing body announced an agreement yesterday that lays out new terms for reopening borders. It says member countries should let in visitors who have gotten COVID-19 vaccines as long as those vaccines were approved by the World Health Organization. And yes, all the vaccines offered in the U.S. fall into that category. The EU also put in a so-called emergency brake, meaning officials could still shut down travel from specific countries if COVID-19 rates were to suddenly spike again. Now, if you're looking to book a Euro trip for this summer, keep in mind, the EU's guidelines may not be the same across every country. Each country is free to set its own standards, like requiring visitors to quarantine or show proof of a negative COVID test. So you'll still want to double check before making arrangements. Also, you should know here in the U.S., the CDC still advises against most international travel, and anyone flying into the U.S. has to show a negative COVID test first. Ford officially unveiled its highly anticipated all-electric pickup truck. It's called the F-150 Lightning. As far as the design goes, it looks almost exactly the same as the standard gas-powered F-150, and it'll be able to do all the typical truck things like towing, hauling, or even off-roading. But one difference is the Lightning runs on a rechargeable battery. There will actually be two versions of it. The base model will cost about $40,000 and be able to go 230 miles on a single charge. Another one will be able to go further, about 300 miles, but it'll cost about $15,000 more. And while it's about $3,000 more than the standard F-150, the new one should qualify for a $7,500 federal tax credit since it's electric. It's expected to go on sale sometime next year. And Ford is betting it'll be in high demand. The traditional F-150 has been America's most popular vehicle each year for the past four decades. Also of note from the auto industry, Kia has officially unveiled its first all-electric vehicle, the EV6. And this sporty crossover comes with an augmented reality windshield, meaning it'll have 3D navigation and other vehicle info on the glass in front of you. The goal is to keep the driver's eyes on the road. It, too, is set to go on sale in 2022. Some top cryptocurrencies have been crashing this week. In fact, the value of the cryptocurrency market as a whole dropped by about $500 billion just since Tuesday. Bitcoin alone lost about $70 billion in 24 hours. Of course, cryptocurrencies are known for their volatility, but even by those standards, this has been a wild fall. So what's happening? Well, there's a few reasons for the downturn. This week, China's banking association told banks not to accept virtual currencies for payment or provide services that use them. And right after that announcement, virtually every cryptocurrency fell. Also, remember, Tesla recently decided to stop accepting Bitcoin for its electric cars, at least temporarily. But to be clear, there are still other companies who are using Bitcoin, like the digital payment company Square, Overstock.com, and the oldest bank in the U.S., BNY Mellon. And the AP reports no matter what happens at this point, regulators are not too worried about a sell-off causing widespread damage to the economy. The Roku channel is debuting more than 24 so-called Roku Originals today. But really, some of the shows were actually first created for the now-failed app Quibi. Remember Quibi? It was a startup mobile streaming platform that got a lot of hype and nearly $2 billion in Hollywood investments, but it shut down after only a few months last year. Quibi stood for Quick Bites. The idea was to create 5 to 10 minute long Hollywood quality and celebrity driven shows and movies that users could watch on their smartphones on the go. When the app did not last, Roku bought up the content. The titles now available on Roku today include Chrissy's Court, a Judge Judy-style show starring Chrissy Teigen, a reboot of MTV's Punk'd, hosted by Chance the Rapper, a travel series called Cup of Joe with Joe Jonas, and even more shows will roll out over the next few months. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. And today we'll tell you how doctors and the public in Japan feel about the Olympics happening there in just 2 months. But first, a quick break to thank our sponsor. We all deserve to know what we're putting in our bodies and why, especially when it's part of our daily routines. That's why I appreciate Ritual's transparent approach. They have a one-of-a-kind visible supply chain so you always know what nutrients you're taking and where they came from. In fact, I first heard about Ritual vitamins from my doctor, and the more I looked into them, the more I became a fan. And now I've been taking them for months. I also appreciate that I don't feel like I have to hold my nose when taking them, and they've never upset my stomach. I can take them with or without food. Plus, with Ritual, I never worry about running out. Ritual multivitamins are delivered every month with free shipping, always. And not only are they offering the Newsworthy listeners a discount, you can also get your money back for your first order if you don't love Ritual within your first month. So get your key nutrients with Ritual. And right now you can get 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/newsworthy to start your Ritual today. That's ritual.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. A top medical organization in Japan is now calling for the 2021 Summer Olympics to be canceled. And keep in mind, the Olympics are set to start in just about 2 months, on July 23rd. The Tokyo Medical Practitioners Association represents 6,000 primary care doctors in Japan's capital city. And they say hospitals there are already nearing capacity, even before athletes fly in from all over the world to compete. And it's not just doctors who are voicing their concerns. A recent poll by a Japanese newspaper found 83% of voters nationwide feel the Olympics should be canceled or postponed. Of course, the Olympics were supposed to happen last year and were already postponed because of the pandemic. And now, a year later, reports say less than 2% of the population in Tokyo has been vaccinated against the disease. That said, the president of the International Olympic Committee says the games will go on. They've planned precautions like not allowing fans at this year's event. And he says most, more than 80% of Olympic athletes will be vaccinated. He also said the Olympic Village will be a safe place, and the AP reports the IOC is offering extra medical staff to help out. And that's your thing to know today. All right, thank you so much for tuning in today and for sharing the show. We'll be back tomorrow with another news roundup. Until then, have a great day.